Steve Clark always wanted to do something heroic. He's a sixth grade teacher in Philadelphia. That's everyday heroic, perhaps. But he wanted to be more like a Greek hero. Trouble is, he's never been athletic. He has asthma. He says he's totally uncoordinated. He says when his twin brother was playing varsity basketball in high school, he was doing Model United Nations. So when he turned 31 last year, he decided it was time to give this a shot. He signed up for the Philadelphia Marathon. He trained some in the summer, but his efforts were lackluster. But still, he showed up on race day determined to finish. Here's what happened.
I started running with a friend of mine, and she suggested I take on a mantra. Hers was something like, my heart is strong, my mind is strong, my body's strong. And I just kept saying to myself, just get there, just don't die. God, don't let me die. Amen. And so I kept saying that to myself over and over again. And it went okay for the first couple miles, but at mile three, I see this guy with a sign that reads two knee replacements on his back because he's passing in front of me. So I get a little demoralized, but at mile six, my brother comes out and he starts running with me. And while he's running, I'm running. And he stays with me and he gives me some advice. He says, run for a song, walk for a song, run for a song, walk for a song. And we get close to mile 13 and it's about 3 hours in, a little bit past that actually. And he says, do you think you can do it? Do you think you can finish? And I say, I think I can. And I'm pumped up that I'm finished half and I'm ready to go. And I start into the second half of the marathon and I look around and all the people that were surrounding me are now gone. And I'm like the only one that's going to finish the full thing. They had finished the half, which is still incredible. So I start the second half of the marathon and I get to about mile 17 and there's this this van with blinking lights. And I ask someone what it is and they say that's called the lag bus. It's about a mile behind me. But what it is it picks up people who don't finish the marathon in 7 hours or less. I hadn't realized that that was the time limit. So I start pushing ahead and cut out the bathroom breaks I was planning on and keep moving forward. But at about mile 19 or 20, my legs kind of cut out and stop working as well. And I can't even run at that point. And my brother's tracking me. He's telling me, like, you know, you're slowing down. You need to keep ahead of pace. And I tell him I can't run. I just got to keep moving. And at about mile 21, this guy pulls up on a tricycle next to me, the cyclist. And he says, Steve, right, you're now officially the last person in the marathon. And I have 5 miles left to go, and I can barely move my legs. And I'm starting to think this was a bad idea, and I'm completely demoralized because, like, I had 21 miles done. I just wanted to finish, you know? And I couldn't believe they weren't going to let me finish. And the lag bus is 3 feet behind me. So I ask the guy in the van, like, you know, I thought I had 7 hours to finish. It's not 7 hours yet. He's like, yeah, you do. You're just slightly ahead of pace. So I asked him for a bottle of water, and he gave me one, and I kept moving. And I moved as fast as I could, and I got to mile 22 and mile 23. And at mile 24, a street cleaner pulls in front of the lag bus and pulls in front of me, and the lag bus pulls up next to me, and my heart sinks because I think they're going to pick me up. But the guy that's driving says to me, just keep going, I'll take care of it. And he cuts the guy off, the street cleaner off, and lets me keep going. And so I moved to mile 25, and it's killing me, and I'm moving as fast as I can, and I'm not, you know, I know I'm behind pace, but I moved to mile 26, and I'm about to finish, and I hear the announcer say, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time in every race when the last official marathoner crosses the line. And people are cheering, and I finish in 7 hours and 20 minutes, and I can't believe they let me finish. And I got to shake Mayor Nutter's hand, and he said, you know, I just wanted to stay till the very end. I went to sleep right after the marathon. I slept for, must have been 16 hours.
Steve Clark is a Philadelphia teacher, and he holds the proud title of last person to finish the 2015 Philadelphia Marathon.